Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL last night, Dominic Cahoon scored the decisive goal in the seventh round of a shootout, and the Sabres snapped a six-game skid with a 3-2 win over the Capitals. In the NBA, the Nuggets stopped the Bucks 109-95, the Raptors downed the Jazz 101-92, and the Hawks bested the Hornets in double overtime 143-138. In college basketball news, Siena College's Division I men's team must vacate all its victories and stats from 28 players from 2015 through 2018 after the NCAA found several violations in the program under former head coach Jimmy Patsos. Patsos, who was fired from the college in 2018, allegedly gave cash payments and provided long-distance rides to players. The NCAA says Patsos also directed the former director of basketball operations, a non-coaching position, to provide coaching to the team. The program was also hit with a $5,000 fine. In NFL news, veteran cornerback Josh Norman has reportedly agreed to a one-year contract with the Bills. Norman spent the past four seasons in Washington, where he struggled to play to high expectations and was cut last month, with one season left on a five-year, $75 million contract he signed in free agency in 2016. And Giants tight end Rhett Ellison has retired after eight seasons in the NFL. His last season was cut short due to a concussion suffered against the Jets in November. In other news, more than two dozen people have been charged in what's described as an international scheme to drug horses to make them race faster. The charges against horse trainers, vets, and others were detailed yesterday in Manhattan federal court. Among them is trainer Jason Service, whose stable includes last year's three-year-old champion Maximum Security. Service was charged with administrating performance-enhancing drugs to that horse and others. I'm Jesse King.